Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Beshalach, we hear about the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. And after this incredible miracle, Moshe and Bnei Yisrael sing out to Hashem and praise Hashem. Az Yashir Moshe uVnei Yisrael, etc. It's a song that we say every single day of our lives during our tefillah. And in Az Yashir, there's a pasuk that we say a second time every single day, right before we say Shmon Esrei of Shacharis. And that pasuk is in Perek Tesvav, pasuk Yud Aleph, Mi Chamocha Ba'elim Hashem, who is like you, Hashem, among the mighty? Obviously, nobody. Mi Chamocha Nedar Bakodesh, who is like you, glorious in Kedusha? Nora Sehilos Osefele, you are humbling, Hashem, awe-inspiring in praises, you perform wonders, perform miracles. It's a beautiful pasuk. However, we must ask a question on the end of the pasuk. The word Sehilos, Nora Sehilos, is in plural. It's many praises. However, the word Fele, Osefele, is in singular. One wondrous thing. So what is the pasuk saying when it says that Hashem is mighty and glorious in that one miracle causes many praises? This question is asked by Rav Avram HaKohen Yitzchaki, who died in 1864. He was a dayan, a judge, and a Talmud Chacham from Tunisia. He's most well known for his sefer on the Gemara called Mishmeres Kehuna, but this idea is found in his sefer on Tanakh called Kaf HaKohen. He says the following beautiful idea on our parsha. When Hashem performs a pele for us, a wondrous thing, the benefit that we receive is not just one dimensional. It doesn't just begin and end with that one thing. There are many ramifications and there are secondary and tertiary outcomes. For example, when someone is sick, chas v'shalom, and Hashem heals her in a wondrous way, now that she is better, baruch Hashem, she praises and thanks Hashem endlessly. But that's not all. Her family is impacted positively. Her friends and her neighbors are impacted positively. Everybody around her is impacted positively. They weren't sick. They were not directly impacted by Hashem's Pele, by his one wondrous act, and yet many people now offer many praises. And that's what happened at the Yam Suf. We crossed the Yam Suf on dry land, and millions of people throughout history remember that act and recount that act through praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. That was the Yam Suf, and it happens every single day. Hashem performs many, many, many incredible things for us, and each one causes us to praise him, and those around us to praise him as well. It's indeed an expression of Hashem being no ras sehilos, about whom many praises are said, even when, in this instance, he is osei fele, even though he performs only this one extraordinary act. It's our job to recognize that and to spread the word about Hashem's astounding and miraculous acts of kindness. I'll add parenthetically that this idea is related to what the Netziv says about the Korban Todah. If you'd like to hear about that idea or to be reminded of that idea, please WhatsApp me privately. But that is Rav Avram HaKohen Yitzchaki. And a similar beautiful explanation, with an addition, is given by the Chidah Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who died in 1806. It's in his Sefer Ahavas David, which is a collection of drushos on Shabbos throughout the year. It was published in the year 1799. This is in Drush Yud Aleph for Shabbos Hagadol, and the Chidah says the following beautiful idea. The Chidah quotes the Zohar and says that the Exodus from Egypt is a precursor, it's a paradigm for all future divine salvations, all the way to the coming of Mashiach today, Yemir Tzashem. And one of the things that we learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim is this. After Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe and Bnei Yisrael said that Hashem is no ras sehilos, osefele. To our eyes, to our mortal, finite eyes, it looks like Hashem performed one miracle, osefele. He split the sea, and Bnei Yisrael escaped the oncoming Egyptians. But the reality is that that one miracle, Kriyas Yamsuf, is akin to what we have experienced over history and what we will experience today, Yemir Tzashem, when Mashiach arrives. Over history, we have found ourselves in many situations similar to Bnei Yisrael. The Yam Suf on one side, the Egyptians on the other, and it seems, chas v'shalom, like all hope is lost. It seems, God forbid, that Jewish history ends today. But we look back at that one miracle, Osei Fele, and we say many praises, no rasahilos. We say Az Yashir every day of our lives. We say Micha Mocha Bailim Hashem every day of our lives. We know that more miracles are coming. It may look like one miracle, Osei Fele, but that one miracle is similar to many salvations that we experienced and will experience. Kriyas Yamsuf looks like only one miracle, but we know that we experience and have experienced many, many miracles throughout history similar to Kriyas Yamsuf. It's all Hashem. Every miracle, every salvation, one miracle truly reflects that Hashem is Nora Sehilos. Have an amazing day, everyone!